This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An area of the country that has been particularly dry since the summer is likely to see some moisture this week. The same powerful storm bringing snow across much of the Rocky Mountains this past weekend is expected to emerge in the plains on Monday, bringing a whole new set of hazards to the southern United States. Texas and Oklahoma on Monday will get some much-needed rainfall to the region. Inflation, food, gas prices, state-regulated abortions, border chaos, European war, multiple countries threatening the United States with nuclear weapons. Those are some of the issues among the key drivers for this midterm election. It's report card time, and the Democrats have exclusive control of Washington for the last 2 years. If Republicans retake just one chamber, they can block President Biden's spending agenda for the remainder of his term and launch investigations into his administration and the Biden family's suspected criminal activities. Roughly 7,000 protesters denouncing Moldova's pro-Western leaders marched through ex-Soviet state's capital for the sixth consecutive Sunday and set up a new tent camp days after police cleared a similar encampment. Protesters decried steep price increases, particularly for gas bought from Russia, as they demand new leadership. Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, has been trying for years to play the DC comic supervillain turned anti-hero, Black Adam, in a movie for years.
These powers are not a gift, but a curse. Born out of rage.
Black Adam had a $67 million opening weekend as of Sunday morning, making it the best domestic opening for any Dwayne Johnson leading movie. It is rated PG-13. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The COVID-19 pandemic spared no one as it caused historic learning setbacks for America's school children. The government imposed lockdowns, erased decades of academic progress, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Across the country, math scores dropped to their lowest numbers ever, reading scores dropped to 1992 levels, and nearly 4 in 10 eighth graders failed to grasp basic math concepts. The mistrust generated between the American people and the Center for Disease Control during the pandemic was big. Some of the misinformation by government officials led to mistrust. So when the government recently says we should vaccinate our young children, many folks remember this was the age group least affected by the coronavirus with very, very low death numbers.
Republican elected leaders in Virginia say they will oppose any legislative efforts to add COVID-19 vaccines to the list of recommended vaccinations for adults and kids. The announcement spurred by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices suggesting that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should add it. On Face the Nation, the former commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, weighed in on the topic.
Quite frankly, I don't think there should be state mandates. I don't think we're at the point right now we should be considering mandating this vaccine as a condition to attend school. While I think every child should seek out this vaccine, parents should strongly consider vaccinating their kids. I don't think it should be mandated by states.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. With us right now, the managing editor for American Faith, John Floydwood, joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered, you know, looking forward to, you know, coming to Nashville here in a couple weeks. Can't wait for that, doing a little bit of the Chosen red carpet tour, which will be great. Going to be interviewing, the stars of Chosen as they get ready to unveil, you know, season number 3. So really excited about that.
Yeah, you'll be in my neck of the woods. American Faith will have to come and cover that, Bill.
Well, I think you need to come and cover it, and I think you need to bring Uncle Phil's credit card to take us out to a nice dinner there while we're there, huh? What do you think?
I think there are some nice spots in Nashville to eat, Bill. I think there are.
I'm sure we might be able to find a couple without too much of a problem there. I've been there before, so it'll be all kinds of good fun. So definitely looking forward, you know, to being with you, and because I'm going to be in Nashville for a couple of extra days, you know, because I got to see you and my dear friend Tennessee Bob. You know, they've got a place, they've got a pup tent for me on their big, you know, multiple acre lot out there that I can hang out and, you know, and cook some weenies on the barbecue, you know, just simple life that I live, John, let me tell you.
Love it.
So, hey, I can't wait. So anyway, here we are, John Floydwood, with America on the verge of really changing history and stepping up against all that we have been oppressed and had to endure for the last 2.5 years, the silliness, the absurdness of it all. You know, we're talking with John Guandolo, you know, former FBI agent this morning, and about how this country has really been reaping what it's sown. As soon as it turned its back on God, you know, the Bible's real clear that the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. I mean, when you think about where we are right now, to where we've abandoned reason, where we will allow boys to go in girls' bathrooms and, you know, rape girls, and, you know, like we didn't know that that was going to happen. This whole gender confusion, 80, 90 different gender options that are available, and at the same time we are confirming a judge on the Supreme Court that doesn't even know the definition of a woman. You know, it's like, wait a minute, this is what happens, you know, when you decide purposely that you want to turn your back on God and embrace stupid. And and it's no wonder that you know, many people are wondering in this country, going, how did we get here? Well, we got here by doing exactly what the Bible told us what would happen. You turn your back on God, this is what you get. You get a situation where, you know, a country that was not that long ago energy independent is now energy dependent. borders that were secure are now wide open. We've got criminals, illegal aliens, call them what you want, coming into the country, killing our citizens with impunity. And then we've got a defund police movement that has been taking place where, you know, the people in these poorer communities knew that right off the bat. I mean, that wasn't something they rejoiced over, John. They weren't jumping up, oh, gosh, thank God we're defunding police. They knew darn well what the impact would be in their community. They were already in danger already. And now, all of a sudden, you know, the guns came out in multiple numbers in the city streets and the crime levels are through the roof. And now the Democrats, here we are a couple of weeks away, and now they're trying to claim some sort of middle ground like, oh, no, we didn't mean defund. We meant fund police, you know, come up with new creative ways so that we could do a better job in policing. Oh, yeah, for 2.5 years, you watched American citizens getting killed, and you were there holding the door open for them to get out of jail. And now all of a sudden you're claiming some sort of, responsible, police authority. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and if you look at the FBI crime stats, it's violent crime that's on the rise. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is what's going to happen. It's totally predictable from these leftists calling out for defund the police movements like that. The problem is, Bill, we have such a short-term memory. Mm-hmm. You know, I think both Democrats and Republicans, we forget that, oh, this was something that leftist politicians, left-wingers, globalists were calling for this whole time, and now we're reaping the consequences of that. And people forget, and they're going to go to the voting polls, unfortunately. And even though they're going to be upset with crime, a lot of people are just going to have forgotten. Oh yeah, this is what the left did, and oh, I can vote either left or right. Doesn't really matter. There's no connection to crime. But I am seeing polling, however, that's showing that this crime is a huge issue, not just
no
for
doubt.
The right, but mm-hmm. also for the left. And even people on the left, I'm seeing, are admitting that, for example, the Republican Party, the GOP, they're the ones who can handle crime. They're a lot tougher mm-hmm. on crime. So I think that's a good sign, Bill. I don't know about you, but I see that as a good sign that in November we're going to be flipping at least one chamber of Congress. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hopeful, John, as you are, but I would say to the people that, you know, sometimes you need to really sit in your sin. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But because we want to get on the other side of it, you know, sin's not fun. It's painful. We want to get it behind us. You know, want to forgive everybody. Let's kumbaya. Well, wait a minute. Before we have a party here, let's just really analyze and sit in this sin for a while. Have a Selah moment, a real Selah moment, as the Bible would say. We need to contemplate, you know, what, how did we get here? What did we forego in order to embrace this madness? Now, even down to, you know, how we vote, what was our voting style? Was it a responsible vote? Or we just, because we hated somebody so much that we just had to go with the D candidate and destroy the posterity of this country? And allow this government to come in and steal us blind. I mean, they literally have stolen us blind. And to me, I mean, if we don't learn a big lesson on this, then we are going to repeat it. We will bring the Democrats back. We'll bring the Nancy Pelosi's and the Joe Biden's of the next generation in to come in and steal from us. Because this is what they've done. With inflation, with these policies, you know, we call it, you know, we were just talking with John Tamney, and he's a financial expert and author, and that he's brilliant. And I appreciate what he's saying is that, you know, the politicians have used the idea of inflation as some sort of ruse. It's kind of been a shield to protect them from accountability and responsibility. You know, inflation, yes, is kind of the results. But the thing is that they're the ones that mitigated this. It wasn't, you know, they were the ones that paid people to stay at home. They're the ones that fractured the supply chain that caused all the dominoes to follow. But they act like, oh, well, we'll blame it on COVID. We'll blame it on everything, not the policies. I mean, because, you know, last time I checked, it was Joe Biden that with a quick signature and his powerful, John Hancock, as you would say, that destroyed the energy sector in one day in America. In one day. And he has done nothing about it since, other than he goes to Saudi Arabia begging for oil. When we've got everything under our own feet. right?
Absolutely, and it's all by design. Bring America.
Exactly.
Lift up the
money. Exactly. And they have stolen money from the American people. This is what inflation does. It steals people's hard-earned money. And this was done by the Democrats, almost exclusively, John. We've got to go to break here. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from John Fleetwood after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez with you. We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. It's a country, okay? This isn't a party. It's not about a Republican or a Democratic thing. You know, it's like I keep giving my good friend Tennessee Bob, you know, credit because it is. And I'm so grateful for his insight and how he's been championing the cause. and it's starting to spread, that it's not about a red wave, it's an American wave. An American wave to come back to our senses of what this country is all about. And as we were talking with John Tamney and with John Guandolo earlier, is that we need to understand what the standard is. We need to come back and realize, okay, whatever we're doing in this country, is it going to add or take away from our freedoms? Is it going to add or take away from our constitutional rights? Is it going to add or take away from that which we have, you know, we have a social contract with one another, you know, as basic as, you know, when the light turns red, we all stop, right? Most of us stop. I mean, there's some idiots that don't, but our social contract is well-meaning so that we can live together and protect one another, right? And advance each other's causes. Now, when you have other forces coming in, like in Michigan, as we were reporting earlier, John, they want the jihadis there in Michigan want Sharia law to reign in the school systems in Michigan. Are you ready for that?
Wow.
I mean, it's absurd. Okay.
Wow.
But again, if you don't have this mutually committed contract there that you're looking at to say, hey, I know that John Fleetwood, when I come into an intersection and he's got the red light, I trust John to stop at that red light so that I can proceed safely through the intersection. And whether it's that or it's that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say these people, they want to, you know, tear down the structures of society. They want to tear down the culture, this cultural Marxism that wants to tear down Christianity specifically, because that's a big tenet of what makes America so wonderful. But if you want to replace that globalist, what are you going to replace it with? What's the thing that you're going to put in there? And unfortunately, what's going to happen is you take out Christianity, which, by the way, is a wonderful thing. I mean, love your neighbor as yourself, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. It's like these things make for a good society, they make for good neighbors, and you want to yank that out. Number one, that's a good thing that you're getting rid of.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting rid of
right.
a great thing. And then two, you're going to cause this vacuum. And what's going to go in there? What's going to go in there is things like Sharia law. Why don't you see these leftists and globalists going and living in the Middle East by drove? It's because they don't
right.
want to live under Sharia law. They don't want to be anywhere close to that. And they prove it by staying here in America. Well, unfortunately, when you make that vacuum, you're going to replace it with something, and you're not going to like the replacement.
Well, we've gotten a little preview of what they were going to replace it with, John, for the last 2.5 years. I mean, you know, we have gotten a preview of what, you know, what it looks like, you know, without God. And it's interesting because the president of the United States supposedly is a practicing Catholic. So we go back to what we said earlier. The beginning of wisdom, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Well, is wisdom reigning in our country right now? You know, as a corporate entity, we've turned our back on God. And now stupid is reigning. Okay, how's that working for you? You want more stupid? Well, continue on. Just keep ignoring God. Keep ignoring the wisdom and the warnings from God. And guess what? This is just the beginning of what, you know, what's going to happen here.
Right. And it's not even about, like, it's not even about, and I know you're a proponent of this bill. You correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not about left-right. Like, there's a sense that it's true. Like, if you're a conservative, you're going to vote Republican instead of Democrat, of course, but that's not the way we should approach our political philosophy. Our political philosophy should be rooted in things like the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. We are all endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Those are things that we all want as Republicans, as Democrats. So instead of trying to choose sides that way, because there are rhinos in the Republican Party. Heck, there are even some. Look at Tulsi Gabbard in the Democrat Party. Bill Maher even kind of seems to be.
Because they're all coming. They're all coming to this American wave, John. Just like you said, you know, this is this American wave that has not. But see, all that is born out of our First Amendment. Freedom of speech. And what has happened? The left has tangled us up. We if you don't use the right pronoun, you can't talk, you can be erased, you can be invalidated. This spirit of invalidation has been running amok for the last decade, and the destruction that it's done is just, it's been catastrophic. And here we are. We find ourselves, really, we're lost, you know, along the way here. But it's not only us. It's the next generation. It's our families that are following us into this deep ditch because we want to, you know, we're so arrogant to think that we've got it all. And I'm particularly talking with people who have experienced God and they have faith with God and they understand, they know what I'm saying is true and it's right. We have to embrace these first principles like we've never done before. Okay. What's going to happen is going to happen by God's grace and mercy. But meanwhile, as much as it would count on any one of us, we need to come back to God. That is going to be the saving difference. That is, again, where wisdom reigns in this country. And we can, as John Winthrop said, we can once again, maybe by God's grace and mercy, be able to be that shining light on a hill that would be an encouragement to the rest of the world that, look at God works. God loves. God is merciful. God works. And for a long time, for many years, America was that symbol. But now, without God, America not working too good right now. And the common denominator in all this is because we've turned our back on God. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, and you don't have to just. It doesn't have to be that when you accept one party or the other that you're taking that whole party, and it means and that means that you just love America. You're for all the Republican tenets, or this side's for all the Democratic tenets. You don't have to do that. There's subtlety. It's okay for there to be subtlety. Just because I love the founding ideas of this country doesn't mean that I embrace everything that's going on in this country. I mean, for crying out loud, you've got Joe Biden in office. As a Christian conservative myself, consider myself a nationalist. You know, I don't like the policies that Biden is doing, of course, but my whole point is you don't have to just accept what one party's saying, and that means just because you love America, this one.
We lost him. Well, you know, the thing is that, and I get where John is going with this, and that is that, you know, if we don't agree, somehow if we don't agree, we're invalidated, that, you're not a patriot anymore. I mean, wait a minute, you know, who says that? But again, this is where we have to get back to the basis of this social compact that we have with one another, that we're trusting that at the end of the day, we may come at it in different directions, but at the end of the day, we all want the same benefit for everybody. This is this social compact that continues to promote this great American idea. It's not, we're going to have John Fleetwood over Bill Martinez or, you know, somebody else or the Republicans over the Democrats. No, we've got to agree on what is the vision, what is the direction that this country is moving, and be faithful and committed to continue to move in that direction. Okay, John, you're back, so I'm going to let you finish your thought. Go ahead.
Well, my whole point is that if we're we can both love the country. If I'm a Republican, I can love the way this country was founded. It doesn't mean I have to embrace the Republican Party entirely. What that means is I can point out things like Rhino Republicans that seem to do things that go along with the globalists instead of with a nationalist America First policy. And I think that's so important that people get lost in politics because they think that to be pro-America means I'm going to be pro everything America has ever done. And it doesn't have to be like that. There can be subtlety here. We can appreciate the founding documents, the founding philosophies, the founding worldviews of America, and at the same time be critical of, the other party, but also our party as well.
We have to be, John. This is what our First Amendment right is all about. When America is free to speak, we're free to grow in intelligence and produce more effective products that bless more people. I mean, how much better does it get than that?
Yep, not much. Not much.
He's the managing editor for American Faith. Check it out. We've got some great stories here that we wanted to touch on but didn't, but you'll find it at AmericanFaith.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An area of the country that has been particularly dry since the summer is likely to see some moisture this week. The same powerful storm bringing snow across much of the Rocky Mountains this past weekend is expected to emerge in the plains on Monday, bringing Texas and Oklahoma some much-needed rainfall to the region. Inflation, food, gas prices, state-regulated abortions, border chaos, European war, and multiple countries threatening the United States with nuclear weapons are among the key drivers for this midterm election. It's report card time, as the Democrats have had exclusive control of Washington, D.C. for the last 2 years. Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, has been trying for years to play the DC comic supervillain turned anti-hero Black Adam in a movie for years. The movie landed well over $67 million on its opening weekend. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We've got a Peloton instructor, Tunde Oyename, is going to be joining us in just a moment. Tunde, just so you know, I'm fresh off my Barcelona scenic 45-minute ride this morning, so I'm ready to talk Peloton, let me tell you.
Oh, I love to hear it. That was a good one. Good view.
Yes. Yes, it is. The thing that's amazing to me is whoever did the, the video capturing of everything is that I'm surprised that they didn't run over any of the Spaniards out there that didn't seem to want to get out of the way at times.
Caution first. Safety first, Bill. Safety first.
Exactly. Well, I want you to know from one Peloton aficionado to another, I definitely appreciate, the great job you guys are doing and how you're bringing exercise fun and to the forefront and everything. This is just absolutely awesome. I just so appreciate you guys, Tunde.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm a Peloton instructor, but I am also like a hardcore member, though. Like, I'm a hardcore member. So much so that I was just on a book tour, and I was really, really, really disciplined about making sure that the hotels that I was staying at had a Peloton bike
exactly.
in there. It's like, you can take the Peloton instructor out of the room, but you can't take me off of the bike, Bill. I was in the hotel finding those bikes.
That's so funny you should say that, because when I am looking for a hotel these days, that's what I want to. Do you guys have Peloton? If you do, you're in. If you don't, I'm still looking for it, because you know, that's how addicted I'm. You know, my family got me into it. My number three son, his wife, my daughter in Maui are Pelotoners. You know, so this is almost an entire family episode here. So again, we're all in with you. So when you're not in the Peloton studio, you're often seen jumping on a flight to another fun destination, whether it's for work or play. So what steps do you take to make sure you still make time for fitness while on the go? You kind of hinted on that a little bit, but let's unwrap that a little bit more, if you would, Tunde.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make your life easier, Bill, knowing that you bounce around a lot, too. You can actually go to hotelfinder.onepeloton.com, and there is a list of the over 7,000 hotels around the globe that offer a Peloton bike. And I might as well get that list tattooed to my forehead, or keep it super accessible exactly. On my phone, because I reference it so often. There's something about taking the time to research and find the bike that when you actually show up at the hotel, you're more likely to use it, because now you stayed at this hotel. Part of the reason you stayed there is for this bike. And right. So getting down to the gym before you head out the door is much more likely.
Exactly. So, again, Hotel Finder, the website again, Hotel Finder Peloton, you said?
Hotelfinder.onepeloton.com.
Dot one, the number one, or spelled out?
The number one, onepeloton.com.
Peloton.com. Okay, I've got that down. That is awesome. Thank you. I didn't know that was available. Our audience is going to be blessed with that key as well. That's awesome. So what's your advice for those who are intimidated to kickstart their fitness routine?
Look, I've been there. Fitness does not come naturally to me. I spent a good portion of my life not confident, low self-esteem, overweight. And it was almost like, you know, once I had a taste of confidence and how movement plays into that. Once I had a taste of that, I said, man, I got to share this with everyone. And that
exactly.
was part of the catalyst for what got me in this role as an instructor. But what I will say is, start by giving yourself attainable goals, bite-sized shoes. Don't wait for the new year to start. Start today and start with 5 minutes of movement. 5 minutes of movement could be logging into that Peloton app for a stretch. And then tomorrow, you add in a 5-minute warm-up ride with me, and you, by the end of the week, you're at 15 minutes. And I say attainable goals, though, because I think that, you know, oftentimes when we set out on these wellness journeys or fitness goals, we say, I'm going to work out every single day. Well, I'm going to work out 5 times a week for an hour a day. And no, when we don't hit that target, we start doubting ourselves, and then we say, I'm just not going to do it. Allow yourself to win. Set yourself up for a win so that you're more apt to show up the next day and do it all over again.
No, you're exactly right, Tunde. That's awesome. That's great advice. The other thing, too, is you're going to work through a little bit of soreness, so you can anticipate that. And by doing it in 5-minute chunks like this, it helps to mitigate the soreness, as opposed to going in and blasting it, you know, through the jets, and then all of a sudden, man, the next day, you're just so sore. You know, that bike is just screaming at you in such a way that it's not an invitation, is it?
Bill, I should have taken that advice when I talked to boot camp classes yesterday, because when I say they had to wheel me in here, I'm so sore. Where were you for this advice yesterday?
Well, you see, but today, this is advice for today that you can use for tomorrow, okay, Tunde? And pass it on to the other instructors as well. But you guys are so awesome. I just so appreciate your enthusiasm and everything. You gave us a little bit of the backstory. Tell us a little bit more about how you became a Peloton instructor.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, how much time do we have? I'll say this. I was a makeup artist for 15 years. This was not in any way part of what I thought the story would be for me. After my first cycling class, like taking my first cycling class just a few years ago, I had what I call this blue light vision, this divine download of information where within a matter of 5 seconds, I felt like I saw everything that was in front of me. I knew that I'd be cycling for the rest of my life. I knew that I'd be an instructor, and without even knowing what Peloton was, I knew that I would be able to impact the lives of thousands of people by virtue of a bike. Fast forward a few years, a no on my first audition, call me back for my second audition for it to be a yes. And I'm living my wildest dreams. So much has happened within my life within the last 3 years by virtue of Peloton and this incredible community of members that we have that have been supporting and cheering me along the whole way. So it's been really incredible.
Yeah, you talk about the members. I mean, this is around the world. I mean, when I'm on the bike, I'm seeing people's names from Germany, from France. I mean, you name it, it's all over the place. Chunda, the other thing, too, when you were, you know, instructing here, you had to go through the COVID period. When, you know, you started, probably you had other riders in the studio with you, and then you had to go studio empty for a while. But the thing is that Peloton continued. And the members appreciated that, the instruction was still there. We were able to still work out. And this was our appointment with you as our instructor and other instructors, every day throughout this COVID pandemic.
Yeah, well, people often ask, what is the secret sauce? What's the secret sauce of this thing? And with zero question, it's the members. It's the community. Yeah. To your point, it never gets old when I'm in a class and I look down and I see that someone's riding in London, someone else is riding in Toronto, and then we've got somebody from my hometown of Houston, Texas. And so that part of it never gets old. It's really rewarding as an instructor when people come up to me at the grocery store when I'm walking my dog Caesar and they say how much Peloton has meant to them and changed their life or influenced their life or was a savior over the last 2 years. And I have to say, again, I'm an instructor, but I'm a member. I thank my fellow teammates countless times for being an outlet that I can continue to go back to, whether I'm taking that workout at home or again on the road. It's been wildly beneficial to my life. So impactful.
Well, without a doubt. Well, traveling and staying fit might not look like two activities that go hand in hand, but they can. And, of course, she knows better than most of us, Peloton instructor Tunde Oyenen, who's been with us, whose own fitness journey is an inspiration to thousands. I mean, we're talking about, she's a New York Times best-selling author, but you didn't know that. A Voyager as well. And, again, a Peloton instructor. As we wrap things up, we've got about 40 seconds left here, Tunde. What is your advice as we get through this travel season, the holiday season, the challenge of all the great foods and family and still making time to work out? Amen. One more time, the Peloton bike website to go to?
Hotelfinder.onepeloton.
Tunde Oyenen, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Happy riding.
Thank you.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
So have you had it with the madness, huh? Is that what this is all coming down to? It seems that, more and more people are realizing that, this is insanity. And enough of this stuff. As John Tamney was pointing out, there's 330 million of us. The combined, last time I checked, the combined intelligence quotient, mo better than one president or vice president or, a House leader. You can even combine, their intellect and it still won't even come close to the combined usefulness of 330 million people. Adam Holtz, who sometimes feels like he's got the weight of 330 million people on his shoulders, is with us right now. He's with Focus on the Family. He's the director of PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited to see how things are coming about in our country. As you know, all God's chillin' are in God's hands, and there could be a chapter that may be realized that we may not be able to see right now, but His promises are yes and amen. They're faithful. He loves us, and He wants the best for us. And, hopefully and prayerfully, this will be realized. And it will be realized ultimately one way or another, because the grand plan that He has for us is beyond what we could think or imagine, right?
That's absolutely right. And I think, as you and I talk about week after week, I mean, I think the tension here is between living as citizens of a country that that we're a part of, that we have a responsibility to, participate in our democracy, which still remains the best democracy on earth, despite lots of problems, and the reality that we're citizens of heaven, and that identity actually supersedes, I believe, our identity as Americans. But a lot of times we feel the tension between those things, and we feel the groans. We feel the, Scripture talks about the birth pangs of creation, trying to bring something forth that isn't there yet. And it's an odd kind of metaphor, but I think that we're in that time of groaning. And, you know, I look at a book that I go back to a lot is First Peter, and First Peter was writing to Christians who were persecuted. And that book really is about helping them to have perspective in the midst of terrible suffering. And so, you know, there's tension there, but my faith and our faith and our understanding of who we are in Christ and who we are as citizens of God's kingdom gives us a lens to see all of the madness through that keeps us from just, you know, falling into despair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is that fortunately we have experience.
Yeah. You know,
this is powerful, because when you pause for a moment, and you know, I was sharing with another guest that you know, in one hand, we need to sit in our sin for a moment. You know, we don't like the pain of it. We want to get beyond it. We want to get reconciled with God. But I think when you sit in your sin and you realize, and I don't know why this is coming up, but this is kind of fresh here, even this morning, is that, you know, it's about hearing the case that God has against us. You know, he presents a case several times in the Old Testament with the children of Israel of what the offense was. That, you know, they were going to be judged, but before they got judged, you know, listen to why God is judging you. And right. Some people, and some of the people at the time, they could not. They just thought, well, they thought the prophets were lying. They didn't want to pay attention, even though the evidence was quite obvious. And yeah. And we're in a similar situation here in this country. We've been blessed by God for 246 years. This great American idea wouldn't have come about if it wasn't for God. You know, time and again, you look at the successes. You know, we say, well, our roots are Judeo-Christian. Well, our roots are more than that. I mean, this whole American idea owes, you know, we owe our blessing to the almighty hand of God, who gave us this light on a shining hill. And it's up to us to preserve that. And we have gotten very casual. We thought, okay, let's open our arms and open our doors and accommodate sin, accommodate all these offenses that, you know, that would offend God. I mean, that, you know, we're going to come up with over 80 different gender pronouncements. I mean, like, that's not going to offend God. That we're going to come up with an idea to exterminate, you know, millions of babies, 63 million and counting, probably after it's all just in the United States alone. You know, we're probably talking, how many millions? You know, how many millions of people? I mean, you know, hundreds of millions of babies that we've exterminated, and then we sell their baby parts, and somehow that's going to be okay with God? I mean, the case is clear, but if we want to get, you know, beyond it so quickly and not sit in our sin and as much to realize that, you know, God has every right to judge us.
Yep.
He has, and we're the ones that are in the wrong, and we need to come, we need to turn. As the Bible says, turn from our wicked ways. And the good news is when you turn and you turn to God, God is the answer. And all this chaos, all this craziness, this crime, and the attack on our kids and our families, you know, drug overdoses, sexual, you know, abuse. I mean, this is endless the way sin is pronouncing its way in our culture today at varying levels. It's up to us.
Yeah, and it's up to us, I think, each day to remember, again, what Jesus said in John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. And I think that what that calls us to, though, is a radical dependence. You know, that chapter, he talks about abiding, you know, or some translations say, remain in me and I will remain in you, and you will bear much fruit. And I think that when we take the time to remember, and sometimes, Bill, sometimes my anger supersedes my desire to abide. And in those moments, I need to come to God and say, Lord, help me, just help me, you know, help me not to want to take matters into my own hands. whatever that may be. I don't even have anything in mind, but I think sometimes I just want to start fixing things, whether it's myself, my family, my job, or the world around us. And Jesus says, come to me, you know, all you who are heavy and, you know, weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. And, you know, I love the message paraphrased by Eugene Peterson. He says, you know, I will invite you into unforced rhythms of grace. And I love that.
Yes, I love that. That's
our
great.
Culture, our culture needs us to be people of grace and truth in equal measure. And so the truth part is standing up for what is right, what is good, what is pure, what is noble, as Paul talks about in Philippians 4:8. And the grace part is not having the sort of rage and rancor that marks so much of, you know, what passes as public discourse these days. I mean, it's just hatred. You know, you just watch the two sides unload their salvos into each other, and it didn't used to be that way, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a new thing.
Yeah.
And I think that somehow we have a responsibility in that to not communicate with that kind of a spirit.
Yeah, that spirit's been around. It's been very subtle, maybe not as pronounced as it is now. I want to circle back to, because you've advanced the thought here in just a moment, in terms of, you know, sitting in your sin. We sit in our sins so that we can sit in God's grace, like you said.
Right.
Because when you understand the dramatic difference when we are prepared for God's grace and we can wholly receive that, it does neutralize, you know, sin's lasting effect, because that's what God wants. But it doesn't negate the lessons that we learn from the sin. And that's what I'm challenging all of us with, is that we learn the lessons of our sinfulness so that we can do better next time. And the thing is that, like you said, God is so good and really so fair-minded that he knows we're going to mess up. He knows that. But he's still there. He doesn't abandon us, does he?
No, he doesn't abandon us. And I know I'm quoting a lot of scripture this morning, but Lamentations chapter 3, from which we get the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, you know, it talks about his mercies being new every morning.
Every morning.
And that is literally the only bright spot in a chapter in which, or in a book in which Jeremiah is trying desperately to reckon with the fact that Israel has been judged and judged harshly. And so he is, you know, if you want a case study in somebody trying to figure out what does it look like for me to have faith amid, you know, complete devastation, you know, what Jeremiah experienced as a prophet left behind when the first group of people were taken off to Babylon. I mean, that book is mind-boggling in its violence, right? But Jeremiah pauses and says, you know what, even in this, your mercies are new every morning, therefore I have hope.
Yeah. Psalm 136:1, you know, comes to mind, and this has been a fresh verse. It's been around forever. I've read it many times, but it's one that God has been rolling in my spirit here in the last, I'd say the last week, Adam. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Right?
Amen. Amen.
I mean,
we just got to take time to remember that, you know?
Yeah. And I would remind, you know, I'm reminding myself of that near daily, several times even so. And I bless you with that. And as you've blessed us, thank you so much. I so appreciate your heart and your spirit. You're a good friend. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and